Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ron. How may I assist you?
I received a charge on my credit card for items that I'm not even sure what I'm being charged for through your company.
Okay, can I have that zip code, please?
68506.
First and last name?
Elizabeth Cowan.
And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
7300 Old Post Road, number 7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you. Now, I do see on the 6th of April where you purchased our Pure Smart Watch and also Mini Pods. What can I do for you?
I filled out a survey, and in that it said that if I filled the survey, all I had to do is pay shipping and handling for these products, which I did pay. And now I'm being charged for them, and that was not the understanding.
Okay, so on the 6th of April when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling of $5.95 for each of the products that you have. And since you did not get in contact with the company before that trial ended, we went ahead and we billed you the retail price for the product that you have.
Can I return these now? They have not been opened.
Now, would you be interested in a 35% refund, ma'am?
A 5% of $60?
A 35% refund, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
A 35% refund.
A 95%?
35% refund.
You're going to have to say it again. I'm not understanding.
Would you be interested in a 35% refund, ma'am?
Did you say 45%? I'm not sure how much percentage you're saying.
A 35.
4 or 5?
3 or 5.
3 or 5. No, that's not satisfactory because I didn't order. I was not under the impression I had to pay anything but shipping. Can I send these back? Can I send these back now?
Nah, right now, would you be interested in a 50% refund and keeping the products?
No, I just want to send them back to you because it was my understanding that all I was paying for was shipping.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I will go ahead and issue you the return address for you to return the product, and there will be a $9.95 restocking fee, ma'am.
All right. What's the address to return?
The address is 11551 East.
Wait a minute. 11. Say again, please.
11551.
11551.
East. Avenue.
East 45th.
Correct.
And the rest?
Avenue.
All right.
Unit C.
Say again.
Unit C.
Unit C.
Correct.
All right.
Denver.
Oh, Denver. Okay. Denver.
Colorado.
Yeah.
80239.
80239.
Correct.
All right. So this is to Smart Life Products. Is that how I address it?
Well, ma'am, you just need this return address.
I'm not able to hear you. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
You just need the return address mail.
Yes, but so it's Smart Life Products, 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do I have to put anything in with this?
No, ma'am.
All right. And so then I will only be charged a $9.95 restocking fee for both items. Is that right? One charge of $9.95?
No, ma'am. Two charges of $9.95.
I didn't even order the Pure Pods. They just came. So this is really... All right. I will send them back. And then I expect a credit on my card because I've already been charged $60.
Yes, ma'am.
So I should get... $40 back.
Okay, and you should be expected to receive that refund within 10 to 15 business days. Anything else I could do for you on today?
No, I guess not.
All right, well, thank you for that.
You might pass the word. I know this isn't your fault, but this is a very bad business proposition here because they did not make it clear that the only thing that I was paying for was shipping, and that was the end of it. The transaction was completed then. So this is very unacceptable, and I just may tell Better Business Bureau about it. But I know it's not your fault. I know that.
Okay.
But you could maybe pass the word.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer support.